Good afternoon, everybody, and thanks very much to Genio and to the National Dementia Office for inviting me here to the North West, which I must say is my home, still my spiritual home, in that little county that's long forgotten about and not very much about. I hope there's some people here from Leitrim today. Are you? I'm from Leitrim, so I still, it's my favourite spot. And just to say that my mother lived with dementia for 13 years and was supported by the community in which she lived. That's what made me become involved, or gave me the vision to become involved, that we must look at dementia from the community upwards, a community development model. So I'm going to talk mostly this morning about our project in the collaborative way we've tried to work together and continue to work together, so it is. So what I hope to cover in the talk is to give an overview of our Living Well with Dementia project, give an overview of the Dementia Consortium then and now, innovation through collaboration, and what we're doing and where we hope to continue to. So an overview of it, it encouraged innovative models of care, and it also encouraged innovative models of working together, both in all levels, in primary health care, psychiatry of later life, and medicine of the elderly and our adjoining hospitals. It was a community development approach, which I believe is the approach for all health-related conditions. Our, the prerequisite for it was to have a consortium developed, which is still, as we say, a new consortium developed in the last year. Those four sites, as you know, chosen in Ireland. Our grant amounted to 700,000 over the 3 years, and we ceased the project. It lasted a little bit longer than it was, about 3.5 years, in January of 2016. From January of 2016 to September of 2016, and until September of 2016, the consortium kept the project going until we got what we had planned in getting in a development post in the HSE to support people and to continue development of the project. That is our current population as per Dunleer at Down County. For 2016, we're 41,848, and looking at people with dementia as per the research they're doing in Galway under Professor Eamon O'Shea, we should have an estimated number of people who were diagnosed of 2,044 people living with dementia in that area, which is, as you can see, quite a large number. And then take 10% of that, that are people under 65 and young people living with dementia. That's to give a geographical area of the area we're covering in. When we had the project initially, it was based in the Stillorgan and Blackrock area. So now we've moved out into the whole of the LHO with the plan of moving it to the other part of the county, the Clonskee, Ballinteer, Black, or Dundrum, or that area, and also East Wicklow, where I cover as a general manager. So what did we set about doing? We set about, overall, in our vision was to have a community that respects and empowers and supports and empowers people with dementia, a community in which where people with dementia are socially and culturally valued as a citizen, as a participant, not as a passive recipient, but to be an active participant in their family, in their community, smaller community, and in the larger community, and contributing to it. A community where people with dementia actively participate in a safe environment. Then the initiatives that we developed were, initially, our underlying principle is that we very much, and I think Helen has referred to it, and quite a number of people has referred to it here this morning, and I know Mary spoke about it in relation to our assessment tools we use within the HSE. Everything is deficit-based, and you come up with a negative score. You know, it's all on the negatives of the individual. But we very much base it on the strengths of the person and what they can do and doing with them rather than for them. Also, it is in listening to the voice of the person, making sure that we hear the felt need, not the perceived need. And that is out running focus groups, talking, listening, and really we all listen, but action what we hear, so it is. So we started with increased awareness, understanding, and try and reduce the stigma that is still evident, but it is improving. To mobilise local communities to support people living with dementia and their family and carers. to collaboratively engage with people as well living with dementia and their family and carers. And that all comes back to listening to what they want us to do for them. What is it, what they want, what services. To develop that very strong person-centred sustainable community supports model for people living with dementia and their families and carers. And I stress in everything we do, we talk about the family and significant other because they play a pivotal role in supporting any person. And significant others could be the next door neighbour, so it can be. To see the person and not the dementia, and that is really our tagline. Assets at the bottom of every slide is to be part of changing our community to see the person and not their dementia. And see that person as the person they are. They haven't changed because they have a diagnosis of dementia. And as I said, we look at the strengths-based approach from the point of view of the person, of what they can do, and moving and dwelling on that. So our consortium, when we developed it, this was back in 2012, or at the end of 2011, 2012, we looked at the person with dementia and their families first, to be at the centre and listen to them. Then we looked at the footfall of a person with dementia and who we needed to engage in our consortium. And that's the synopsis of it. The voluntary groups in our organisation and organisations in the county, and they were from home help organisations to parish-led community groups that work in supporting people along the way and do tremendous work. Then we had, of course, our community and health services, and that includes psychiatry for later life, medicine of the elderly in our joining hospitals. And it really created a way of working. We were all in our own silos, and we all came together sitting at tables, and that's still, and it's growing every month, which is brilliant to see, and new ones developing. And then all the other statutory organisations, the community, the Gardaí became very involved. As we know, it's often a community guard or the guard that can find the person, or the repetitive calls to their home or to the Garda station or whatever. And they have become very, very, there's two divisions in the county, and both divisions are represented on our consortium now. And then the GA Club is just one example of all the community groups. We have golf, we have bridge clubs, we have representation from all these different organisations involved in our consortium. But as I say in the red arrow there, the voice of the person and the family and significant others. So that was the organisations more or less that was involved in the initial consortium, as I say, in 2012-2013. Our composition of it, as we've moved on in 2017, is basically much the same. We have changed a lot, some of the organisations. We put a huge emphasis on what this organisation is going to bring and do at the table, you know, very much in actions-based. So some of the groups we've brought on, and we haven't heard it mentioned anywhere, which is a huge need of the older people in our county, is their faith and spiritual needs. So we brought them onto our consortium as to how we can work with all the different faiths and churches in relation to supporting the person with dementia and to participate as they wish to participate in the religious, religion, whatever that may be. Also another new person we brought onto our consortium is the Chamber of Commerce, and they've been really a fantastic input in relation to getting inroads into the business communities throughout the county. And it's amazing, in the last 3 weeks I've had the head of AIB banking and the head of Bank of Ireland banking onto me in coming to work with us, and in relation to supporting people with dementia and training their staff, etc. So it's ways like that, with having the right person on your consortium. So what we did then, when we were drawing up that new consortium, a number of us from our old consortium, we looked at, we did our horizon scanning. Who are the key people we require? The groups and organisations existing who have a similar mission and vision than us. And really, as I say, their mission and vision is to see the person, not their dementia, to keep them actively engaged and participating, and to have them as an active participant, not a passive recipient. Invitation to participate. There was a clear ask and an expectation of being of every member. And that was really very strong from the point of view. I did not want to have a consortium of people coming together every 3 months. It's very action driven. We drew up and agreed, and everybody agreed to continue in the work for our first 3 years in relation to our terms of reference and what we've laid out to achieve. This is for our new consortium. and, as I say, the shared vision. Create structures within the consortium that support achievements and goals. And that we've developed three subgroups. And we have our national dementia strategy in place in Ireland. And I felt, and we felt, the best way to do it was the six priority actions of the national dementia strategy. We divided our subgroups into those actions. So there's a working group for the three working groups taking on board each two of them actions. One of them has just one action. And the way we looked at, you know, one of the actions, key actions of the living of the dementia strategy is leadership. So I thought about how could I develop leadership within each group. So I wasn't going to designate anybody to be the leader. So what I did designate to do when we formed our groups and put them in place was I would nominate somebody to call their first meeting, and then they were to nominate and develop their first leader. And the real leaders are coming through then, rather than, you know, coming from me telling who it could be, from them working within the group. And it's given that ownership and sense of responsibility to subgroup. Of course, they're coming back to our three monthly meetings in relation to the work they're doing and where we're moving with the project. And all the time, it really means reviewing, adjusting, and refining of what we're doing, and listening, of course, to what are the needs in relation. This covers the hospital settings, the community, and all the activities within the county, from transport to where we're aligned to the Age Friendly Alliance in the county, etc., and listening to older people and people with dementia in throughout our county. And as we know, if the county is dementia friendly, well, then it's age friendly. So it is. So we have to think solely of the person with dementia at the centre of it. So our collaborative working then in relation to supporting and enabling people to continue and to be an active participant. And we've had people with advanced dementias back connected, reconnected, or taking up a new interest. So these are all the different groups that we have. Now there's a lot more, there's only a summary of them. And for instance, I'm not going to talk through them all, say Kilmacud Walking Group, a walking club there. There was somebody that was in our project that was a keen walker involved in that group, and he developed a dementia. And because of his dementia, he also had some arthritic and arthritis health-related issues as well. He left, as we all know, he stepped back from his walking group. And like a lot of things in life, once you step back and not being involved, you're forgotten about. So when he was in our project, we wanted to see what he wanted to do and what was of benefit to him and what was of interest to him and what would give him a sense of well-being about himself. And he really wanted to participate in his walking. So we engaged with the walking group, and as part of our raising awareness and training, and we do that on a regular basis throughout the county. So two members of the club said they would certainly take him back, and he absolutely became so involved back in his group again that it was fantastic. But not alongside that, it was they realised a lot of their group members were getting older and had arthritis and were not able maybe to participate in the bigger walks that they would normally would do of a Wednesday evening. So they started these smaller walks for the older people, and they're still continuing. So it's just a way of often setting that seed within an organisation, giving them the encouragement and support and knowing that you're there to support them. And they're engaging and welcoming people now with dementia in their groups. We can say that about from the Goatstown community allotment, the people walking in the allotments there, people with dementia, the Sandyford men's sheds. I know you may have a lot more men's sheds, are much bigger in the country. But rather than having people going to daycares, we're looking and trying to get people, and we have a huge cohort of volunteers back in relation to the men's shed, and you should see some of the work that some of them have done in relation to wood turning and different things they're doing. And that is, some of them may need a volunteer with them, others of them may be the men's shed group who can incorporate them themselves. So it's getting that knowledge out within these organisations in your area. Collaborative working, and I think this is the quote which the gentleman, he'd be the leader, say, of the Kilmacud Walking Group, and I think it was a fantastic quote that he gave back to us and said, they are just like any of us. Just because they have a person with dementia, it doesn't mean that he or she stops walking or going to mass or doing any of the things they've always liked to do. And I think that really speaks, that's the way he saw the individual. And as he also said in that statement back, that all, he was quite positive in that the gentleman, this one particular gentleman, who, as I say, was in failing health and advancing dementia, that the, his, he went home every evening extremely happy. He may not remember where he had been, but he certainly was very happy and content in himself. And isn't that what matters to us all, isn't it? The collaborative working moving on is initiative absorbed and mainstreamed in our service, and these were some of we had did our cognitive stimulation therapy classes delivered by our HSE occupational therapists. This was part of our project. Now these are mainstreamed within the area, and also cognitive rehabilitation classes. And out of the groups that has taken place, there's a peer-to-peer support group that has developed among the people that the spouses of and partners of people that attended these groups. And that's what I call true community development and working together collaboratively. And our Memory Harbour, they meet now once every 2 weeks, and they tell us what they want of us to do for them, which is giving them that safe space to sit and talk and learn from each other and put their voices and opinions together for us as the HSE and the partners involved in our consortium that we need to do for them. The other good service that has come out of that was, as we know, caring for people and caring in any role, there's a level of, as Patricia spoke about there, of compassion for themselves and looking after their own health. So we have once monthly now our principal clinical psychologist does a class in our session in relation to caring and looking after themselves, which is really positive. Then we have piloted initially, and now we're mainstreaming creative writing groups, and as you can see, you may look, or if you get the overheads, you can read that that's one of the poems that the creative writing group wrote, and I think it really, it's, I read it every so often, I think it's really outstanding. And they were facilitated by the HSE primary care team members, an occupational therapist and psychiatry of later life social worker. So that's our collaborative working together. We all work and take responsibilities within the organisation, that it doesn't belong to any one. Primary care, nursing, it's not everybody working together in relation to supporting. That's our choirs. We were the first choir, I'm very proud to say, that started in Ireland in relation to inclusive of people with dementia. It started in 2012. The choir has gone from strength to strength. Currently in the county we have three choirs now, so we have one in a convent. That's the first choir we started, a local convent has given us the first room, their front room, absolutely beautiful setting. And the people out of that then has developed three further choirs, and nationally as well too. As our project is progressing, we're getting quite an amount of people contacting us, and last year I was very proud to receive an anonymous donation of philanthropy funding to support the choirs and to develop more of them. All our musicians come and give us their time freely as well too. Our Art Azure program within the we piloted that during the project, that's mainstream now, and it's delivered by Donira at Down County Council. I'll be finished now in 1 minute. Sociability is very important. Interaction with people is good for mental health and physical well-being. Sure, you'd fade into the wallpaper if you just stayed at home. That's one of the participants at our choir said when he was interviewed from Morning Ireland, when the choir was featured in Morning Ireland. Collaborative working, as I've said, out of the collaborative working, there was two of the Dunleary Down volunteers. One got Person of the Year Award, and the others, there was... Volunteer of the Year Awards, two people received it. Also, our volunteers was in shortlist to the final three and was presented with a certificate of the for the volunteering they're doing in Ireland from Ireland's National Volunteering. Collaborative working on more in relation to their libraries are stocking the books, and they do stock Dear Grandma. The convent or schools, Transition Your Students support all our activities, and corporate resource, Microsoft, Homestead and Comfort Keepers also support work we do. Project is sustained. We have our senior occupational therapist in post now. We have a volunteer and activities coordinator. We've enhanced the consortium. This Memory Harbour is our single point of contact. And our the findings from our project was implemented and contributed to our national dementia strategy. That's what we're continue to do, the volunteer services, care support and education, peer-to-peer support. I'm not going to go into the rest of them, personalised continuing our community awareness and raising initiatives, and awards that are Living Well with Dementia Project Not Alone it's been recognised in the county and has been recognised both in Europe internationally as well. So that's it. Thank you all very much.